first thing I would like everybody to do is take a deep breath. Then I would like you all to picture an ancient city with four walls. Just take a picture, see what you think. A couple weeks ago, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were in Sunday school and we were talking about something. I don't even remember what it was. But the two words, four walls, came up to me. That's the title of my sermon today, Four Walls. So I got to looking through the Bible, and you know, and the first thing that came to my mind was the city of Jericho. And then, you know, as I was reading about it, about when the Israelites were coming to take the land, and they sent the spies out, the majority of them came back and said, there's no way we can do this. But two said, we can take this down. We can do that. And yet I was reading where it said, you know, the God told them to walk around the city 7 days. And they did. The first 6 days, they walked around the city. And on the seventh day, he told them, walk around. And when you hear the loud trumpet, everybody shout. And when they did that, what happened to the four walls? They crumbled. And what happened with the Israelites? They took the land. Well, with that, that's the build up to my sermon today. My sermon is about the four walls that we build around ourselves. You know, we have a tendency to try and protect ourselves with our own four walls. You know, I've got a life application Bible here, and it says in Ezra 9:9, it says, now I got to find it here. It says, he has granted us new life to rebuild the house of our God and repair its ruins, and he has given us a wall of protection. You know, and it says, there's a little footnote, it says, building a wall was not only a matter of civic pride. Isn't that human pride? Or architectural beauty, isn't that idolatry? A little bit, maybe. Look how pretty it is. Look what I did. It was essential for security and defense against robbers and marauders. God, in his kindness, has given them a new life and protection. See, the four new walls that I want is I want God's new life and protection. That's the thing that stuck out for me. And, you know, I've actually got notes this week. You know, it says, cast your cares upon Jesus. And, you know, when we build our own walls, our own individual walls around ourselves, we're trying for security and protection against what's on the outside. But sometimes those walls that we build for ourselves aren't security and protection. Or safety even. What they are is fear. They're fear in our lives of the things that we've gone through in our life. Fears of the mistakes that we might have made. Fear of the regrets we might have. Fear of what would happen if we tear them down. Well, what our future is. What are we looking forward to? What do we have? You know, what's on the outside of the wall, you know? I was looking at some pictures of some ancient cities that are still exist and have walls. And, you know, every one of those pictures, the wall was really high. So if we build that wall around ourselves, what can we see that's on the outside? Can we see God's mercy and grace on the outside of those walls? No, we can't. We have to find a way to tear those down. And the only way to tear those down is we have to get away from the fear we have when they are torn down. Now, you know, in Joshua, when the Israelites blew the trumpet and the walls fell down, they fell down. But maybe in our life, we can't blow the trumpet and they all fall down. Maybe we have to take those walls down in our life one block at a time. Maybe we have to be patient at, you know, what God's going to do in our life. You know, how many times have we prayed and say, Lord, take this away from me, or Lord, I need this, or Lord, I need that, or, and not get an answer correct, you know, right away. But maybe a month from now, or maybe a week from now, or a day from now, the Lord answers our prayer, and then all of a sudden, that one block of your wall is down. You know, and you can see a little sunlight coming over the wall. Isn't that nice to see that? You know, I think what Kath was talking about today, this morning, she saw a little sunlight this week. And, you know, that's the interesting thing about when I was thinking about this and when I was trying to put this together, I've just wrote down all kinds of stuff here. To start tearing down our walls in our lives, we get to begin to build the wall of faith in everything in our life. We have to believe that the Lord has got our best interest in heart. Not always our interest, our personal interest, but His best interest for us. We have to have the faith that that's true. We have to believe what God has been telling us in the Bible. And it takes work. It takes a lot of work to do that. You know, because we're bombarded with all kinds of stuff today. And you can go in different directions so easily, so quickly, just in the blink of an eye. You know, your train of thought can change so quickly. And in today's world, we're all dealing with things. And you know, if you turn on the TV now, and you turn on anything that has anything to do with news, you're going to change your opinion every other minute because one guy says this and the other guy says this and the other guy says this and the other guy says this. And you go, oh yeah, that guy's right. Oh no, that guy's wrong. You know, and that's the way our life goes now. And sometimes we make a lot of quick decisions and they're the wrong decision. We might say something just because at that moment, that's the first thing that came to our mind, and we say it, and we don't know how it has affected somebody else. You know, we have to slow our lives down to have the faith in the Lord and let Him guide us through it. You know, I've said it up here every day. Every week I've talked that I start my day by thanking Him for another day and hoping that He'll allow me to understand His will for that day. See, I don't want to live for tomorrow. I want to live for today. If I'm living for today, I'm knocking the blocks down because the Lord's being able to send me the right, He's put me in the right place to knock those blocks down. And you know, I don't want my own personal walls. I want God's walls. God's walls are much stronger. And they're a whole lot better for us. You know, we sing a song here all the time. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm trading my pain for the joy of the Lord. Why don't we try that once in a while? Why do we have to keep all that? Why do we have to keep all of our pain to ourselves? Why do we have to keep it in those four walls that we build? Why do we have to keep our past, the things that we've done that we feel ashamed for? Why do we have to keep that enclosed in those four walls that we built for ourselves? We don't. You know, there are lots of places in this world right now where they still work on a barter system. I'll trade you this for this. Well, we don't have to barter with God. You know? He'll take the garbage. He'll take the junk that we carry around. We don't have to barter with him to take it. All we got to do is ask him to take it. But why are we afraid to ask him? That's the next question. Why are we afraid to ask God to take the things in our life that we don't want to keep carrying? We're afraid he might actually do it? Or are we afraid that if we ask him to do it, we're going to have to pay for something? We're going to have to trade him something to do it. Maybe we're going to have to trade him our attitude about things. Maybe we're going to have to trade him, I don't know, who knows? See, God's not asking anything from us except believe in him. That's it. Trust in him. So let's tear the wall down here. Let's give it up. You know, you watch a commercial or you watch some of these events and they go, give it up for this guy, give it up for this guy. Well, let's give it up for God. Come on. If you can give it up for some guy doing a hip-hop dance, or you can give it up for some guy singing, you know, or some guy acting, let's do it. Because let me tell you, the rewards are a whole lot better. We're getting God's mercy and grace every day, and his blessings every day. Shame on us for not taking them and accepting them. Shame on us. Let's tear down the walls. You know, we've talked many, many times about God being put in a box. Why do we want to put him in the box? We want to put him in the same walls that we're in. Why should we put him in a box? He doesn't need a box. We don't need a box. We don't need four walls. It's just I don't know why this all came to me this way. Excuse me. You know, when I was doing this, a couple things that I remember is. I was thinking about is, remember when President Reagan told him to tear down the Berlin Wall? And if you saw the films of it when they were tearing it down and how the people from East Germany were jumping over the top and You know, why were they doing it? Why? Because, you know, for them it was freedom. But the way I look at it, and that's the way I looked at it when I saw it. But when I was trying to put this together, I looked at it in a different manner. I looked at it as it was more than just freedom for them. It was spiritual for them. They were repressed for years and years and years. You know, if we try and tear down the four walls in our lives, we're having the spiritual freedom that we want. We're having God's freedom. We're having the Lord's freedom in our life. And that's what more can you ask for? That's the best freedom you can have. You know, he's given us the free will, so we make our own choices. You know, so we can make our own choices. And yet, you know, there are no perfect people. So if, like I've said before, if you know somebody, please let me know where he is or who she is, because I want to talk to him, figure out how they did it. Because there aren't any. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to have regrets. Everybody's going to feel sorrow and pain. We were talking about that today in Sunday school. You're going to have tribulation in your life. That tribulation in your life is something that you're going to have to deal with. There's no question about it. Everybody's going to have to deal with it. But there is a chance. You have an opportunity every day to say, okay, Lord, I know this is going on, but you need to help me through it. See, you don't have to do it alone. See, if you decide to take your tribulation and do it alone, what you've done is you've built a wall around it. And you say, I got it, and I don't need anybody's help to do this. And shame on you if you think I can't do it by myself. Quit being the tough guy. You don't need to be the tough guy. I know for myself, I don't know why in the last year, but the Lord has just talked to me and talked to me about just relying on Him. But He reminds me all the time that I need to rely on Him. Do I have my own issues? Oh, yeah. I can't lie to them about that. But, you know, when something comes up in my life, I try my hardest. And I won't say I'm 100%, because I'm not, to turn it over. Or at least ask help. Help me to understand. You know, sometimes you just need to help to understand what's going on in your life. You know, you have things that happen and you just don't know why. Why is this happening? You know, we hear it said all the time, why is this happening to me? You know, a walk with the Lord is a growth process. And all those things that we go through are another step in our growth with the Lord. And they're also another step of our getting closer to Him. You know, we were talking back in Sunday school today, how simple it is, how God is. And we used to talk it on the radio show all the time. Why make it hard? Why keep building that wall in front of you and behind you? You know, back when they built the walls around the city, they had gates. Why do you think they had gates? They had gates so if you didn't want to stay there, you could go out. Well, you know, if we don't want to stay there, we can go out in our own personal walls. We can walk out of those walls. And what's on the other side is the Lord. If we have faith, what's on the other side is the Lord. We're the one who puts God in a box. Not God. He doesn't put himself in a box. We're the one who puts the enclosure. Let's tear down the enclosure. Let him be God. He has said many times in the Bible, there's many times scriptures in the Bible talk about his will is good for us, and he's all things are for our good. And there are many times. Let's believe those things. Let's believe that he's working things out for our benefit. We may not see it now, may not see it a year from now, but we are. We have the ability today to tear down the walls in our life. You know, we put up walls against God only knows all kinds of things. You know, we have an argument with someone. I've got one in my life that I've carried for 30 years, and I can't seem to knock it down. And God has brought it up. It's longer than 30 years. And it's with a relative, and I need to knock it down. But I'll never be able to do it if I try and do it on my own. But I need to do that. And it's a shame that it's gotten as long as it has in my life. But I've allowed it to happen because I've built my own mindset. My own mindset is what built those walls. Not the people. Me. And I don't want it anymore. You know, FDR, when he was president, made a quote years ago. Right is World War II. And I think about it a lot lately. He says, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And I think it's very true today. I think it's very, very true today. Because you know, there's constant turmoil going on in the world. And when we're fearful of the things going on in our life, we try and build that wall around it to keep us safe. But if we're trusting in the Lord, we don't have to have the fear. We can believe, we can trust in Him to take care of that fear. It's hard because we see it every day. You know, we were asking prayer today and there were a bunch of people talking about people who have COVID. And, you know, it's been 2 years now. And I'm not saying if it's there or not. I'm just saying there's a whole lot of fear going on. Still going on in the world about it. Does that mean we shouldn't take the steps to protect ourselves? No. But if we're trusting in the Lord, we're okay. Let's stop taking and building the walls. Let's open the gates to God's walls. His protections, And let's walk through those gates into his wall of protection around us. And let's take that and allow that to keep us safe and allow that to keep us secure, because the trust in him is going to do all those things plus, plus, plus. And I'm going to end with this. And I found this in my Bible, and I don't know where how I got the copy, but it is a copy of a poem from our pastor. And it's called Can I or Will I? Can I praise him when I'm happy, or will I praise him when I'm sad? Can I praise him when things are going my way, or when things are looking bad? Can I praise him for the little child who is quiet and sleeping still? Or will I praise him when the child is growing and about to break my will? Can I praise him when my finances are about to overflow? Or will I praise him when financially there's no place to go? Can I praise him when the things at work are really going fine? Or will I praise him when it's a hectic mess and I'm about to lose my mind? Can I praise him in the sunshine, or will I praise him in the rain? Can I praise him when I'm in perfect health, or when my body is racked with pain? The can seems mighty easy, but the will we must purpose to do. For only if we will but praise him, then his presence will refresh and renew. I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say today. Let's praise him in all things and allow him to do his work in our lives instead of trying to do our work in his life. You know, we're not going to manipulate him. We might try to manipulate him. But let's tear down the walls in our lives, and let's walk in the freedom and the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because he did come to forgive the sins of the world. And he did accomplish that. So whatever you think that you did in the past, or whatever you think is weighing you down, things like that, your shame, your pain, your sorrow, it's all taken care of. Tear down the walls. Tear down the walls. Trade your shame, your sorrow, and your pain for the joy of the Lord. That's what I'm going to try and do. And I might try and jump up and down doing it. But I only have about a 6-inch vertical leap, so. So go out this week, and if you got things going on in your life, try and turn them over to the Lord. You know, if something comes up and it adds to your wall, tear that block down. Throw it away. And keep working on it a little bit at a time. You know, maybe the Lord will let you tear it all down at once. Who knows? But you don't know unless you give him the opportunity. Give him the opportunity. That's all I'm asking. Give him the opportunity to tear down the walls in your life that seem to hinder you. Because I believe almost everybody's got some. And just see what it'll do. See what'll happen. We all might be surprised. I know I probably would be surprised. I said something to Kathy the other day. I said, I've never told anybody in my entire life. I'm not going to say it here, but it was a wall in my life that I had to say to get at, to get make it go away. And I didn't even realize it until we were talking. It popped up in my mind, and I went, oh, man, really? I've been carrying that for a long time. It's time to let it go. And sometimes that's all we have to do is say it, and we'll let it go. So, of course, one day at a time. Lord, thank you for the opportunity today, Father, to share your word. And Father, I just ask that the folks go out today and tear down the walls in their lives and build your walls around them, Lord, not ours. Ours are just artificial, but yours are permanent, Lord. Yours are forever. And I thank you for the people here today, and I give you all the praise and glory. Amen.